You know when you're locked in, focused, and fearless.
Welcome to the WNBA.
Your vision narrows. You can't look away. Every assist, every stop, every logo three.
From beyond the logo.
Every did you see that moment?
You bet.
What records are going to be broken this season?
All of it, right here. Lock in. It's the WNBA on ESPN. All season long.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, everybody.
Can't get enough of the Rich Eisen Show? You're in luck. You can find us everywhere. Watch us weekdays on Disney Plus from noon to 3 Eastern. Miss the show? We've got a podcast so you can listen anytime. But here's the best part. Our YouTube channel. Subscribe at youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show and you'll never miss a moment. Now, on with the show.
Get ready!
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
What is happening at the University of Michigan?
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Ward Manuel, after the end of this year, will step down. Are we just going to get full transparency on this?
Earlier on the show, ESPN college football insider Pete Thamel. Coming up, six-time Pro Bowler Gerald McCoy. Open championship winner Ryan Fox. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Pete Thamel already in hour number one. Ryan Fox, the champion of the Open Championship, will be joining us on this show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. A bunch of folks want to play the win-loss game. That's awesome. We'll get to you. And then there's a way for you to follow us whenever you want. YouTube, there's also Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, at Rich Eisen Show for a lot of those. Appreciate those checking us out on Disney Plus, the ESPN app. Hello, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM Channel 80 audience. And my NFL Game Day morning compadre back here on the Rich Eisen Show to help kick off hour number two. Ladies and gentlemen, Gerald McCoy on the program. Ooh. Oh, boy, look at that background.
Fancy. What is that? What is that, Rich? What is that behind me?
That's the Rich Eisen Show logo.
That is amazing.
Gerald,
it is.
Wow, look at you.
It is. Look Rich, you. You know, come What's on, up, man. Joe? You know I love you. You know I call you my fearless leader. Right, so, okay. Of course, I have to represent my fearless leader, Rich Eisen.
I like come it.
On, now. You thought I was going to do it any other way, Rich?
No? I didn't know what way you were going to go, but I
that's a first.
I like it.
That's a first.
Right.
It's a little jarring, but it does match the mug.
I'm great at first. I was the first to give the commissioner a hug. We were the first draft on primetime, and now I'm the first to have Rich's background.
You were also, for me, you were the first player I ever interviewed at the Combine asking about your underwear choice, Gerald.
There you go. I'm great at first.
Are you guys aware of this?
I had no idea about this.
Gerald, who asked you about that at the Combine?
Kansas City, of all teams.
And what did they ask you?
Joe? They asked me on game day, do I wear a G-string or a jockstrap?
What?
That happened.
Hey, what's with the loud giggle in the background?
A G-string?
What was the answer?
I mean, I want to know.
Well, I mean,
wow. What was the answer?
What do you think was the answer?
I wear a girdle.
I don't know.
I don't wear
what
either.
What do you think they were trying to get out of you for that? Like, what are the,
probably just a reaction. Probably just a reaction. But Rich is me. You know, I'm going to say how I feel. And I'm going to just be me. I was like, well, actually, I don't wear either.
There you go.
I actually wear compressions, but okay.
Hey, listen, I remember that. It was a big story. And then you showed up on the NFL Network set. I'm like, you know, I gotta ask you this. You know, also wore compressions at the Combine, Chris Jones, I think.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, his.
He wore them instead of the shorts, I think. And we all know what happened.
You know? Yeah, that was a.
Yeah, he let us know he was first ballot.
The rest is history. How about that?
Rich.
See, you didn't think this was going to start this way. I didn't think you're going to have the background. Look at us. We're just going in this direction. All right, Gerald. Let's just imagine this is going to happen because we feel it is. What does it look like if Aaron Donald is on the same defensive line as Myles Garrett for the Los Angeles Rams? Gerald, what does that look like?
Well, for me, it's like watching a new Avengers movie. Yeah, I love to see it. But for opposing offenses, it's going to suck because it's pick your poison. You know, I've been a part of teams where we have to break down their blocking scheme and their protections. Mm-hmm. And take Drew Brees and the Saints, for instance. Congratulations, Drew, going into the Hall of Fame. Yes. I'll be there, by the way.
Okay.
They did a most dangerous. So they will always slide to me. So I always got the double team. But then some teams, they went nickel protection where they would slide to the nickel. Sometimes they would point out and identify the mic where they slide to the mic. But usually when you play a team that has a dominant pass rusher, you try and find a way to get two guys on them. Well, now, if Aaron Donald was to come back, now it's like, okay, what do we do? Because Myles Garrett, even though he broke the sack record, it wasn't just the sacks that made him him. It's everything outside of actually making the play. It's determining what are we going to do, speeding up the operation, sending two at him. Now we have to completely change how we game plan because this person's on the field. Well, now you have two generational players on the field. What are we going to do? A lot of people don't understand. Sometimes people are just not from Earth. You look at LeBron James. His peak athleticism was 10 times anybody else's. So now that he's gotten older, his regular athleticism is still 2 times anybody else's. So now you have an Aaron Donald who's been retired for the amount of years he's been retired. He was already far beyond anybody else. So if he is to come back, which his body feels better, he doesn't have all these games on his body. He's been able to heal. What he will be now will still be at the top of the league. Mm. And when you partner those two, everybody's in trouble.
And how will Garrett flourish in a way that maybe he did in Cleveland, which is wild for me even to start a sentence that mm-hmm. way, with him playing with a lead way more than he ever has, maybe since college, Gerald? You know, like what will that look like?
Yeah, well, he said he sat down with Micah Parsons and said he's going to break his own record.
I saw that, and I saw Micah go at him, basically saying it's not his. You know, he's still in the league, Micah. You know, and then he's coming for it. I saw that. That was typical Micah. It was great. It was fun.
Yeah,
on his pod.
And I believe that he can break his own record. Yeah, I think he had 18 sacks by week 13 or something like that. You know, so if you're playing, and that's not playing with a lead. If you're playing with a lead, if you were able to do that without a lead, where teams are running the ball, you know, and now you're playing with the last year's MVP that they're going to put up points. So these teams are going to have to throw the ball. This is a league now where times have changed, where most of the passes, even some of the runs, have become passes. Like Andy Reid's offense, they don't run the ball a lot, but he uses the quick screens and stuff as his run game. So now these teams are passing a lot. So imagine what teams will have to do if they're playing from behind. It's actually kind of scary what could happen. If Aaron Donald was to come back, you could very well see two people, even if he had a ramp up period, you could very well see two people with 15 plus sacks on the same D line. Like you could really see that with how good this Rams offense is and the leads they'll be playing with.
And, you know, this is a conversation between two people who learned from Warren Sapp. He was a player mm-hmm. and me sitting on a set with him for a long time. Front and back end play together. Trent McDuffie's back there. If he gives either one of these guys an extra beat, an extra second.
That's all you need.
It's tough, man, to not sit here and think this is the Rams' season to lose, Gerald. But we know this is the NFL. And it's disrespectful to 31 other teams or, you know, with all due respect to some of those 31. You know, maybe half the league that believes they've got the roster and a chance with the breaks to win it all, similar to Seattle last year, when it all comes together and Seattle has a great chance to repeat based on the roster coming back. So tell me why this isn't the Rams season to lose, Gerald.
Well, there are a lot of other really good teams around the league, one being the Denver Broncos. I believe the Denver Broncos, they were a quarterback injury away from getting to the Super Bowl. And if you have, you have to think, you have the Rams defensive line who have rushed well. They just haven't rushed with a Myles Garrett who he ramps up the percentage of the pressures and the QB hits. But then you look at a Broncos defense who has a Pat Surtain, who's arguably second, third best defensive player in all of football behind Myles Garrett. And then you have that defensive line up front. You got my buddy from OU. You got Zach Allen, who these guys are putting a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and they have a top 1-2 defense in the league. You partner that with the offense. They just added Jaylen Waddle, and I know what Sean Payton can do. You know, this team has just gotten better and better every year. You look at teams like the Broncos, if they run into the Rams, anything can happen. Hmm. But as far as the Rams go, it's yet to be seen, because one thing we know about the Rams is somebody might get hurt, unfortunately. And health is a big issue. But if this team stays healthy, if 99 was to come back, it would be very hard not to see them at least being in the Super Bowl. But as we've seen, anything can happen. We just watched the NBA championship where people were just writing off the Knicks. It was just like, oh, we watching the NBA finals with the Spurs and OKC. But then the Knicks show up and it's like, wait, hold up. We still here. That's the same thing in the NFL. Anything can happen. Yeah. So it's a lot of teams that can vie for the Super Bowl. You know, realistically, every year it's about 7 teams. So the Broncos being the top of the AFC to me, they can challenge the Rams for sure, but shoot, the Rams got to beat Seattle. I don't know why people think Seattle's just going to lay down. It's not happening. The 49ers, that division alone is going to be tough to get out of. But if they can get to the Super Bowl, they got a pretty good shot of winning, especially if 99 is there.
Just remind me, who won the NBA Finals, just so I can write it down, so I don't forget?
Yeah, it's the New York.
Oh, that's right, the Knicks. I'm writing that down. Knicks in five, as a matter of fact. Okay,
five.
Write that down.
Knicks in five.
Joe McCoy here on the Rich Eisen Show. I do find it interesting that you turn yourself to the AFC here and you chose the Broncos of all of them. Why? I mean, I know you just kind of said that. So why not others? Why do you think the Broncos are one based on the others, Joe?
I just with the consistency of what they've been. You know, they made it to the playoffs, Bo Nix rookie year. They lost Buffalo Bills. Then they come back the next year, one of the top teams in the NFL, won most of their close games, definitely great on the road, defended home field, and then they get all the way to almost the AFC championship, and they lose the quarterback. So we don't even know what they would have looked like full strength. But then they added Jaylen Waddle, who can take the top off the defense. I've seen what Sean Payton can do when he has a guy that can take the top off the defense when he had a Brandon Cooks. So you give him a guy like that with the experience of this team, which is led by the defense. The Broncos, when they win, have a dominant defense. Well, last time we seen them win, they had a dominant defense. We seen the team who won the last two Super Bowls. Dominant defense. Guys up front. You need guys. Rich, we had this conversation. You need guys. And the Broncos have guys. But also, they have people in the back end that can lock up. I believe is the best corner in all of football. And Pat Surtain, these guys can go all the way strictly on defense. But with Bo Nix's growth and being another year under Sean Payton, I believe the Broncos just right now are the AFC favorites to me, even with Josh Allen out there. I just do. We don't know the health of Patrick Mahomes or how that's going to work out. But I just believe the Broncos right now are the best team in the AFC.
Gerald McCoy, a few minutes left with my colleague from NFL Network. Let's roll into sleeper teams, sir. I need one in each conference. I can tap dance a little longer for you to think of one in each one, unless you have it right now. Gerald McCoy, you have the floor. A sleeper team in each conference. Carolina was an NFC one last year, for instance, I would say, right?
Yeah.
You could even say the Patriots were one last year. Sleeper team. Chris, would you mind that?
Yeah, we were a sleeper analogy.
Yeah, for sure. All right. I don't want to be disrespectful to you.
Look at these teams.
Nobody thought the Pats were going to win the East or go to the Super Bowl.
Or win as many games as they...
Yeah.
Right, okay.
No.
All right, so we've now finished our tap dancing, Gerald. I need an answer. Your sleeper teams in the AFC and the NFC, go whichever one you want to go to first.
In the NFC and AFC, Is the Cowboys considered a sleeper team?
Ooh, no.
TJ.
Yeah, we didn't make the playoffs last
year. All right. Grab the floor.
We
have allowed it. The judges have allowed it.
The Cowboys are not considered a sleeper team. I believe they are.
Okay.
They should be considered a sleeper team. If y'all don't accept the Cowboys, I go Giants.
We accept
all right.
The Giants.
Okay, what'd you think of Scataboo flipping like that? Did you see that?
Hey, man, some people are going to be themselves. If you're a maniac, it's hard. When have we ever seen a maniac? You know how many times somebody probably told the Joker, stop? Doesn't happen. No, I mean, it is what it is. Like, he's just going to be him.
Are you saying he's the Joker of Gotham right now? Is that what you're saying?
He's a maniac. And when have we ever seen somebody? How many times have we probably seen people tell maniacs, hey, that's enough. You probably should try this. You probably should try that. They're maniacs.
And how many times have they done it? Never.
Right. Exactly.
They're maniacs.
He's just a maniac.
So then go on the Giants, because I think they're definitely more of a sleeper than Dallas, Gerald.
Yeah, for sure. I believe... Harbaugh, he's going to bring back that Tom Coughlin type mindset, that hard-nosed style of football that Tom Coughlin brought to the New York Giants. And if you look at how he did it at Baltimore, I went on a visit there when I left the Bucs, and he told me about Lamar. And he said, listen, y'all seen him as a rookie, but what a lot of people haven't seen is we've been building an offense to fit this kid. And Jackson Dart is not Lamar Jackson, but he has the same skill set. So I believe they're going to build an offense around something that fits his skill set. And then you have your receiver. You have Odell, who's back. He's going to be able to be the mind in the room. I don't think you bring Odell back and say, hey, be the Odell Beckham of old. But what you can do is be an added piece. You can be depth, and you can coach the young guys. And then defensively, I just believe that they drafted well and they put together a really good group that's going to be led by Harbaugh, and he's going to do it the right way. Okay. So I wouldn't be surprised if the Giants snuck into the playoffs.
All right.
It's going to be tough, but they can sneak in.
All right. And the AFC sleeper is?
I'm going to do it again. I'm doing it again.
That is?
Doing it again. I'm going with the Raiders.
Oh.
I know. Okay. I know.
Gerald McCoy.
Okay.
You have the floor.
Well, once a Raider, always a Raider.
I understand that. I get it.
You know, and if I'm them, I take what they have, and I really look at, is it necessary to throw Mendoza out there right now? A lot of people say, just throw him out there, you know, throw him in the fire. Let him. One, Max Crosby has a point to prove. He's a little pissed off. Okay. Actually, he's a lot of pissed off. I was just with Max in Vegas. He has a point to prove, and Max is extremely upset. And he's going to have these guys on a mission.
He's upset about what, Gerald? Like, give me a point. He's upset that the trade got taken back because they didn't believe in his knee. And
yes,
that's what he's pissed
upset
about.
That he loves the Raiders, for one.
Okay.
But he was traded. Okay. But then he was given back. So it's almost like they're saying, we don't really need you, but we need you. And then the other team is saying, you just kind of lost a step. We don't really trust you.
So he's pissed at the world, is what you're saying.
Max is out to prove a point. I'm Max Crosby for a reason.
Okay.
And he's going to bring the guys with him.
And he's out to prove that point for the Raiders.
Yes. Okay. Quarterback-wise,
okay.
I just let Kirk Cousins rock. And if you don't have to throw out the kid, then you don't throw out the kid. But this offense, I believe that Kirk can run it. It's in that McVay tree, and he just knows how to run this offense. And collectively, I just believe that the Raiders can surprise some people.
Okay.
Everybody else wasn't really not really sleepers. So I had to just kind of, you know, go deep in the bag and just pull somebody out of there.
Yeah. I mean, the team that drafted first overall. That's a good one to choose as a sleeper going in. All right. And then just cycling back on the Cowboys before I let you go. If you do consider them a sleeper, do they stay awake long enough to make the NFC Championship game? Gerald McCoy.
Yeah, I believe they can.
Look at you.
I believe they can.
He's handing out candy to everybody right
now. Seriously, because the D-tackle tandem of Kenny Clark and Quinnen Williams is going to make everything go. You add Rashawn Gary. You add arguably the best defensive player in the draft, like Caleb Downs. Ooh. Who, what is happening now is we're starting to see this hybrid safety linebacker. The NFL is lacking true linebackers that can cover and tackle. So what are you doing? You going out and getting your Derwin Jameses or your Caleb Downses. He can be a safety, but then you can add him in the box. He could be a linebacker slash coverage guy. Mm. And you don't really need a mic in this defense because that's what Caleb will be. He'll get guys lined up and everything, but everything starts with those guys in the middle. Malachi Lawrence, you add him in the draft. I'm telling you, and the kid from Michigan.
I remember he was
Rich, we talked about this. Yeah. Remember when he didn't play versus OU in that first half?
Yeah, because he just because of that stupid targeting, you know, that he got the week before against New Mexico, targeting a quarterback that he's sacking. Give me a break.
Yeah.
He's the
but
real
then
thing.
What
dude.
Happens once he touches the field? The whole game changes.
Electrified.
That's the hybrid player that yes. he is. I just believe that they're going to have the defense necessary to be able to keep up with the offense. And people are going to make fun of the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the year, they could be a problem. Tell you.
Look at you. Look at you. Look what you've done for TJ, Gerald. Look what you've done.
Love it, Gerald. Hey. Love it.
Look what you've done. You've electrified the set, sir. I appreciate it. Great to see you, Gerald. Thanks for the background and the time.
Yeah, of course.
What else am I promoting for you right now? What's going on? I like the setup you got there. Yeah, I don't see nice. The background, but for your show, your pod, what do you got?
Yeah, I'm currently working on some things personally.
All right.
I'll hopefully be okay. seeing you soon in right. person yep. so I can give you my Gerald hug.
Yeah.
But I'll just say this about the guy in L.A. who retired. If he has not said no, he's thinking about it.
Hmm. Oh, there's no doubt he's thinking about it, Joe,
Aaron
right?
Donald, I mean, there's Aaron no- Donald yeah. has always, anybody who knows the history of him, he's always prepared for seasons with his trainer. For 2-3 years, we did not see him with his trainer. There was a video put out of him with his trainer.
That's it. That's it.
I know nothing else.
Right.
All speculation.
So the fact that I was not working out with a trainer since mm-hmm. the combine, but started about a month ago, means I'm getting ready for the season, is what yes. you're saying, Joe.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I just equated myself to Aaron Donald.
Yeah, of course. Good job. As you should. Yep.
Okay. Do you see that running form behind me?
Yeah, look at that right there. Yeah, exactly.
Come on now.
Exactly. And just like an Aaron Donald workout, I vomited after that run. I'm with you. I think he's doing it. But all right, last one for you. Does he do it from jump? Like we're going to see him training camp? Your best guess. Like he's going to do it from jump or he's going to join week 4, week 5, ramp up this, ramp up that, join the middle of the season, or he's just going to go right from jump and be part of him. What do you think?
Aaron Donald doesn't half do anything. He doesn't half step. That's why he's doing it at the pace he's doing it. Mm-hmm. But if I had to guess, we'll see him before week 1 kickoff.
Okay.
Will he play as much? No. But will he be assigned Los Angeles Rams? If I had to guess, when he comes back, if he comes back, it'll be before week 1.
Gerald McCoy, everybody, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. See you soon, woo! Man. Thanks for the time.
All right, y'all. Love y'all.
Gerald McCoy.
Hey, Gerald. You too.
Be good, man.
That's great stuff, man. He doesn't half-step anything.
Mm. It's like Big Daddy Kane.
Guys, I don't want to belabor. We talk so much about it. I don't want to belabor it. But if Aaron Donald's back, and that's Myles Garrett.
I mean,
come that's on. A problem, man.
Those aren't the only guys on the defensive line either.
Right?
Okay? Like, they've got some real terrific football players already in the front 7.
Yeah, they do.
Okay. That guy Landman tackles everybody. Could you imagine if Donald is up front?
I mean,
what if they just decide to get particularly evil at one point, Coach Shula, and you put Garrett and Donald next to each other?
Can I just read these names?
Go ahead.
Kobe Turner,
yeah.
Puna Ford, Braden Fisk, Brian Young, the Landman, Myles Garrett, Trent McDuffie, Quentin Lake. Now add Aaron Donald. We're talking about the 2000 Ravens, the 85 Bears. We're talking about one of the best defenses ever.
On paper, I get it. I know you got to keep saying it until they actually do it, but it is just stupid. Because you know, one of my favorite moments in the NFL in the past few years is, you remember Miles Garrett like crossover dribbled and then yeah. and then yeah. lined up in the middle of the defensive line.
He's back there and just kind of goofing.
Did he cause people to jump just by showing up there?
We're going to see some things this year.
And if it's him and Donald right up the middle, and then you got edge rushers already. Some of those guys you just mentioned. How many sacks for Turner or Young last year? You look that up for me?
Let's see.
Then we'll throw it a break.
Kobe Turner had 7.
Right.
And Young had 12.
Yeah, Brian Young had 12.
Okay.
Byron Young.
Yeah, just, Byron Young.
Come on now.
I mean, that's crazy.
So let's just let them try and hunt. And let's just put Donald and Garrett next to each other.
I mean.
It's
silly.
Again. Aaron Donald is one of the only human beings on planet Earth who could make Miles Garrett look in the mirror and say, "Do I look fat in this shirt?"
Yes, it's the truth.
You know, and Miles Garrett is one of the only human beings on the planet, if not the only human being on the planet, that makes Aaron Donald sit at home and go, "Maybe I do want to play one more year."
Yep.
Because Donald is one of those Hall of Famers like Mel Blount and the other. A couple other guys, you show up when you go every year to Canton, Ohio. You're like, that guy has an age today, and he can give me half a game of snaps, if not a full game.
Calvin Johnson, LaDainian Johnson.
Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly. Guys, they show up in their tailored gold jackets, and they look like they just stepped off the field. Donald's one of them. I cannot belabor this point enough. And you just heard what Gerald had to say.
Oh, he's back.
All right. 844-204-RICH, number to dial right here on the program. Overreaction Monday and Tuesday is coming up. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge is finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in, folks. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, and your phone calls still to come. Rich Eisen here. Running a small business means every hire matters. A bad hire costs time and money, but the right one helps your business grow. The challenge? Finding that person without sorting through resumes. That's where LinkedIn Hiring Pro comes in. It screens candidates so you can focus on conversations with qualified talent. With Hiring Pro, you can hire with confidence and build the team you need. Join the 2.7 million small businesses using LinkedIn to hire. Get started by posting your job for free at linkedin.com/Eisen. Terms and conditions apply. While the world watches the stars at the FIFA World Cup this summer, Hyundai has its eyes on the next generation of talent. Future stars who are already turning heads at age 14. Because next doesn't wait for an invitation, and neither do we. Hyundai has always moved the future within reach. We did it when we made advanced safety standard on every vehicle and engineered EVs with ultra-fast charging capability. Because the future isn't some far-off concept. It's already here. Next starts now. Hyundai, an official partner of FIFA. Save $2 when you buy 2 cans of Superior Products Coverall Tire Dressing. Plus, receive 4x O rewards points now at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Coverall delivers long-lasting shine. Visit your O'Reilly Auto Parts store or O'ReillyAuto.com.
The Rich Eisen Show Podcast.
All right, back here on The Rich Eisen Show. As promised, Brian in San Diego has been hanging on. What's up, Brian? You there?
Yep.
Okay,
how's
pal.
How's it going, guys?
All right, so what do you want to do the win-loss game for the Brian. Los Angeles Chargers, do you?
I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. We got the schedule up there.
I got a traffic report if you want to hear it.
Sure, what do you got?
Yeah,
what do you got?
Yeah.
What's the traffic and weather down there?
Just Just don't drive in LA ever.
There you go.
Okay, good.
Well done, Brian. Appreciate it. He says from San Diego. Love it. All right, here we go. First up, what happens when the Cardinals open up at SoFi week one?
That's going to be a win.
Then the Raiders pay a visit.
The Raiders.
Yeah. The Raiders, we're going to win.
2-0, first road games at the Bills.
Ooh, I really like both those teams. New stadium with the Bills. Yep. I'm going to say Bills are going to win.
Okay, now the Chargers visit Seattle. Wow, they got to go from Western New York all the way back to Los Angeles, and then they go up the coast. What do you got?
We just haven't been that great on the road. I'm not too confident in DJ Mikey Mike, Mike McDaniels. I'm going to say a loss there.
2-2 now, and now you come back home to take on the Broncos.
Division game at home. We're going to win. I don't think Bo Nix is going to be great off that injury.
3-2 at the Chiefs.
3-2 at the Chiefs. I think we're going to win. We're going to steal it.
4-2. Now you're home against the Rams. You know, well, you're home, but you're the visiting team against the Rams.
Visiting team against the Rams. It just depends if Donald comes back. If Donald comes back, we're gonna
there's no if, but. You got to give me a win or a loss, pal. What do you got?
Loss.
Okay. Now you're 4-3, home for the Texans.
Home for the Texans. I think we are going to win.
5-3, visiting the Ravens on a Monday night, taking on the old defensive coordinator, Jesse Minter. What do you got?
We're going to take it. We're going to win.
6-3, home for the Jets.
Jets, come on.
7-3, home for the Patriots.
Come on.
Not Stanford.
Patriots.
Yep, 7-3.
Are we at or at home?
Home, Sunday night football, Patriots at Chargers.
With all of New England.
Let's go. We're going to take that one.
You might be right, Chris.
Bro, I'm sorry. I know
all of New England
fans,
that lives down here.
Yeah.
You are now 8-3 at the Bucks.
At the Bucks. Let's go win. We're going to win that.
9-3 at the Raiders.
9-3 at the Raiders. Let's go. Another win.
10-3 home for the Niners on a Thursday night.
Who again? You broke up.
Chargers are hosting the Niners on a Thursday night.
I'm always confident in Kyle Shanahan. We're going to lose that one.
That's 10-4 at the Dolphins.
At the Dolphins, revenge game for DJ Mikey Mike. We're going to win that.
Okay, that's 11-4 home for the Chiefs.
Home for the Chiefs. I could see us splitting that one, so I think we're going to lose that.
Okay.
I could see Mahomes getting revenge in that game.
Now you're finishing up at the Broncos.
Finishing up at the Broncos. Loss. I'd say loss at that one.
Brian in San Diego, thanks for holding on. Thanks for hanging in there. Brian in San Diego has the Chargers 11-6. That's not unfair.
I think that's
fine, right? Yeah. Down there. They can go either way. They can go one more. But 11-6 would make the playoffs again. That's for sure. 844-204 Rich number to dial. Let's take a break right here now, and then we'll come back. We'll do Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday and get ready for Ryan Fox, your Open champion. That's still to come right here on the Rich Eisen Show, everybody. Rich Eisen here with some advice. If high interest credit card debt is grinding you down, it might be time to call an audible with a SoFi personal loan. It consolidates your debt into one low monthly payment with no fees required. And with as soon as the same day funding, you can make the right play fast. Call an audible on your debt today at SoFi.com/debtplay. Loans originated by SoFi Bank N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. Fast funds terms apply at SoFi.com/debtplay. Rich Eisen here for Gusto. On my shows, we talk a lot about what happens in the spotlight, the games, the highlights, and the moments that get replayed and debated. But in any successful operation, what happens behind the scenes matters just as much. Small businesses are no different. Payroll, hiring, onboarding, benefits, and all the details that keep things moving may not be the most visible part of the job, but they still have to be handled right. That's where Gusto comes in. Gusto is online payroll and benefits software built for small businesses. It's all-in-one, remote-friendly, and incredibly easy to use, so you can pay, hire, onboard, and support your team from anywhere. Automatic payroll tax filing, simple direct deposits, health benefits, commuter benefits, workers' comp, 401k, you name it. Gusto makes it simple and has options for nearly every budget. And it's all built to save you time with built-in automated tools for offer letters, onboarding docs, direct deposit, and more. Plus, you get unlimited payroll runs for one monthly price. No hidden fees, no surprises. Try Gusto today at gusto.com/rich and get 3 months free when you run your first payroll. That's 3 months of free payroll at gusto.com/rich. One more time, gusto.com/rich.
The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.
Back here on The Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on this program. Our friends at SoFi want to remind you that there's this personal loan from them right there to help you achieve something you once perhaps thought was impossible, and that's overcoming high-interest credit card debt. So many of us have it. Walk the tightrope of those finances with one low fixed-rate monthly payment, no fees required, and as soon as the same-day funding, you could pull off your own debt-defying stunt right now with a SoFi personal loan. If you go to SoFi.com/trick, you can learn more about it. Loans originated by SoFi Bank, N.A., member FDIC. Terms and conditions apply. NMLS 696891. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. Ryan Fox, who just won the Open Championship, is going to kick things off for us in hour number three, or if you will, tee things off for us. Hour number three, we'll empty the phone banks best we can. I've got a four downs on the Washington Commanders. Gerald McCoy already said the Giants were a sleeper team, if not maybe the Cowboys. You know the Eagles are going to be good. So that means everybody's going to be good.
Do we know the Eagles are going to be?
Okay, very good.
NFC East.
Wow. Yeah. That's an overreaction.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
Overreaction Monday. Listen, on man, a Tuesday.
They have a brand new
brought
coach.
To you by Gusto.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction Mondays.
Monday. On a Tuesday.
All right, it's time for Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday, presented by Gusto. What do you have over there, Christopher?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
I'm what doing up? Well. Hey. How you doing, Chris?
Great to see you. Thinking about TJ, I saw RJ in the backs was doing a mock draft this morning.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I'm already ready for fantasy. I'm already thinking about it. I'm listening to pods.
I've done 200 mock drafts in the last 3 weeks.
You're crazy. Cooper, before he went to camp in mid-June, he's like, Dad, let's do a mock draft.
Yeah.
And we did it, and against my wishes.
Why?
Because you never know, man.
It's
in my
practice.
Fantasy league,
it's like Kyle Shanahan.
In my poker league, the one that I want to win more than any other,
mm-hmm.
we do it on kickoff day.
That's I know, great. That's insane.
Yeah, that's nuts. Bro.
We do it on that's kickoff nuts. Day.
That's...
And the only drawback to that is it leads people to just like maybe draft in the 8th round rather than the 12th round the person who just scored a touchdown.
Right.
And that's caused nearly damn near fist fights. All right?
You can never mock draft too much. I'm mock drafting right now, Chris.
I don't mean to interrupt.
That's fine.
But what do you got? What's this one about?
You should take Ja'Marr Chase first overall in fantasy this year.
I don't know, man.
If you're in a PPR league, don't overthink it.
Over Bijan?
Yeah.
Over Jahmyr Gibbs?
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Dude, how long have you been keeping Jahmyr Gibbs in your keeper league?
I'm just saying.
How many years have you kept Jahmyr Gibbs?
Bijan. I had Bijan.
Oh, Bijan. Okay. How many years have you kept him in your keeper
since
league?
He was a rookie.
Right. So why would you now get off that right now?
We think Joe Burrow is back and healthy, right? We think the Bengals are going to be better. We think they're going to have a top three offense.
I have no... Listen, Joe Burrow coming out and
he's
saying...
He's been a monster.
How he feels about this offense, and he said... He referred to his remarks prior to... He actually said, when I... Just go back to what I said at the Manning Passing Academy... prior to his last year at LSU, that's how I feel about this offense. You go back to that soundbite, he was saying we're going to be really special. Yada, 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 60 touchdown passes later in a Heisman Trophy in the first overall selection in the draft.
Who's got better quarterback wide receiver chemistry than these two guys in the league? Nobody.
Just saying, it would be really tough in fantasy to take somebody who's dependent on another. Running backs just get the ball handed to them. It could be a backup. It could be a third stringer. Doesn't matter. And you could sit here and go, well, it's going to be fewer yards for that running back because the second stringer or third stringer isn't going to be threatening the defense, so they could load the box, blah, 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 blah. Still, somebody could rip one straight through because it's Derrick Henry or it's Saquon Barkley or it's Bijan Robinson or it's Jahmyr Gibbs. If it's the backup quarterback, then the wide receiver's in trouble.
We don't practice effed?
Pretty much. That's the old
They got to score 30 points every game.
I would call this an overreaction.
It's fun.
What else you got?
It's fun. Have you seen these alternate unis that the Jets have just put out?
No,
I see these. This white helmet that the Jets are going to go with.
Okay.
This should be their permanent helmets all the time. Lose the green. This is way cooler.
That is a nice
helmet. Okay. It's pretty cool. Yeah, it is great. That's great. You know how TV shows sometimes they redo their cast or. A show redoes their set all the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's a sign where it's a show or the set's studio. Not very good. Oh, look at the rebranding. Not what's actually inside the wrapper. It's great. I love it.
That's
awesome.
Cool.
They look clean. It's right. Awesome. May it lead to wins. May it give you at least one interception. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be this way, but it's just like enough's enough. Like we're resetting. Believe in this rebuild. Believe in this rebuild. Believe it in this one. We got the right staff. We got the right front office. Now we got the right helmets. Oh, okay.
I hate this team.
Come on now.
No, I'm kidding.
Those are awesome uniforms.
They're great.
That is.
That's great.
All the time.
May that cascade into the results column.
No notes.
For the Jets.
All right.
What else?
Okay, so let's do this here. You know, I'm watching Tom Brady pop out of a coffin, and then he's doing all the Fanatics Fest stuff. He's wearing like an arm sleeve, and like, I mean, I get that you're a competitive guy, and you got a lot going on. But you're Tom Brady, TJ. You have a statue, and you're still alive outside of Gillette. You're the greatest NFL player of all time.
Well,
all of this WWE and extra stuff is beneath him. Knock it off.
It's tough to push back on it, man.
What are you doing?
The one thing that I saw that I didn't get, if this is all performative, right? I saw a video, and by the way, I don't mind his, you know, his competing in these Fanatics games against regular folk and shooting free throws and doing all that stuff. That's fun. I'm all for fun. I don't understand why he would want to link his brand to the Paul brand. I don't get. I don't understand it. But the one thing that I, you know, and even outside of that, it's his business. I saw a video that got posted of him flipping the middle finger,
the double birds,
to Paul during the World Cup final, right?
Yes.
It's just like I don't get like. I don't understand it, but...
Is he having a midlife crisis?
I know, that's
just go buy a Corvette like everybody else.
A Corvette?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
He's so vastly improved as an announcer, too. It's great listening to him. And none of that stuff is gonna ruin that, but I just don't...
Just bored counting down to the NFL season, or...
He's out having fun. Why is that so hard for anyone to understand? It's not... Tom Brady has 7 Super Bowls. You think that someone's going to take the results of this weekend and go, well,
no.
I think less of him as a football player.
No, of course not.
Or I mean, less of him as a businessman. No.
I mean, I know you guys aren't tapped in, but you listen to the all the chatter on New England radio, and it's like, this is tarnishing his legacy.
Ah, it's crazy, Tom.
Well, you always say New England radio.
It's just, it is.
It is.
The Logan Paul stuff is beneath him.
There's
no other way to put it.
I won't push back on that at all.
What else you got over there, Chris?
You got a point there.
All right, let's talk about the World Cup. You know, you're watching the third place game in England. England should have won the World Cup. They totally blew it. England should have won the World Cup. It should have came home. They should have ended the drought. Mm-hmm. They were the better team. Yeah. They had the better offense. Yeah. They had more stars. They just blew it. Yeah. England should have won. Yeah. Why?
Because they turtled after going up 1-0.
Their coach choked so hard. That's like just they turtled. Pulling everybody back and trying to park the bus.
Jude Bellingham, man, he's so good. They had a chance to win it. If they didn't turtle against Argentina,
man,
I'm
like
with
we got
you.
Robbed.
I'm with you on that. And I would have loved to have seen them against Spain. They had more in the tank than Argentina. Obviously, we saw them score 6 goals against a France team that had kind of tapped out.
Obviously, Spain dominated, but they're so boring.
I know.
England is fun and exciting, and they got great young players.
I'm with you on that. I sent those brothers, the Shepmates, who do the lip syncing of calls. You seen them? You got to follow them. They're funny as hell. The one of Messi scoring with the cross to the game winner, and I sent it to a British friend of mine. Because he's a big Shep's Mate fan, and he's just like, you wrote back too soon.
too soon.
Nah. So, it's still too soon for him. You got one quick one more?
Yeah, last one. Okay. I'm not sure if you saw what went on in Boston last night, but the Red Sox will never lose another game this season.
I don't blame you.
Congrats, the year. Going to break every record.
Yeah.
Like, there's something magical going on in Fenway right now.
I know, it's pretty cool. Their win streak got bar mitzvahed, and then they won another one. They're now 14 and counting.
Win tonight ties the 80-year-old record set in 1946 for longest winning streak in franchise history.
How the Mets doing?
Let's go.
I stopped paying attention.
Overreaction Monday on a Tuesday is presented by Gusto. Gusto is your small business partner for payroll, benefits, and so much more. Get started for free and become a Gustomer today at Gusto.com. Everybody, I'm happy for you.
No, you're not.
Absolutely not.
I don't expect you to be.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Watching the Yankees is just, it's not a lot of fun these days.
Is Aaron Judge ever playing again?
That's a great question, man. Ryan Fox is joining us shortly.
Thanks for listening to the Rich Eisen Show podcast. You can watch and listen to the Rich Eisen Show live weekdays from noon to 3 Eastern on ESPN Radio, Disney Plus, and on the ESPN app. The Rich Eisen Show, the podcast.